بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last week we started the discussion on the 99 most beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And we only had discussed just one name, the word Allah تبارك وتعالى. The word Allah تبارك وتعالى appears approximately 2,940 times in the Qur'an al-Kareem. Asma binti Umays radiallahu anha, she says that Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught her a dua in which the names Allah are repeated. She says that whenever I found any difficulty, worry, concern in life, the moment I recited this dua, then as if I had no problems in life. So the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught her was Allah, Allah, Rabbi la ushriku bihi shay'a. Allah, Allah, Rabbi la ushriku bihi shay'a. She says, whenever I recited this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed whatever difficulty I was facing. As we have discussed also last week, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that there are 99 most beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man hafidaha dakhala al-jannah. That person who renders to memory and by hearts the 99 names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Jannah is guaranteed for such a person. Inshallah, today we intend discussing two names, beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. That's why when we recite, Huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu, Allah. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. So Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, these two beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, both are extracted or deduced from the same root letters, which is Rahmah, which means mercy. So Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Ar-Rahim also can be translated as the most merciful, but there isn't redundancy in the names of Allah. So how do we differentiate and show the difference in the two names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Generally we say Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. Ar-Rahim, the most compassionate, the most beneficent. So the question is, Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahimahullah, he says that the difference in Rahman and Rahim, he says Ar-Rahman, huwa alladhi idha su'ila a'ta. Rahman is that being, if you ask him, he's more than ready, he wants to give you. That's Ar-Rahman. If you ask, you will get. He says, Rahim, huwa alladhi idha lam yus'al ghadiba. Rahim is that being, if you don't ask, he gets angry. If you don't ask him, then he gets angry. There is a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not ask Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry with him. Today in our world that we are living in, no matter how well you may be connected in life, you go to a person who is maybe a very close friend, you feel that there is a relationship that you have with him, you go and you ask him for something, so first time, through the generosity of his heart, he'll give it to you. Not many questions, he won't screen your, whatever you require, he'll give it to you. Second time, you go and ask him for something, you see, by for what this is now, what you need it, it's urgent, or can we delay it? Third time you go, hey, Maaf, you know, things are a little bit swak this time, you know, business is down, you know, but I can try and organize something for you. But the fourth time, he's definitely going to tell you no. So in stages, gradually he's getting there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the beginning, if you don't ask, he's getting angry. So Ar-Rahman, if you ask, you get. Ar-Rahim, you don't ask, you don't get. I mean, if you don't ask, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets angry. That's one explanation. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he explains beautifully another dimension to the difference in Rahman and Rahim. He says, Ar-Rahman, what is Rahman? Al-Atifu al-Barri wal-Fajir bil-Rizqi lahum wa daf'i al-Baliyati anhum. Rahman is that being who is most compassionate al-Barr wal-Fajir, whether you pious or not. بِالرِّزْقِ لَهُمْ, he opens up the doors of sustenance. He removes your difficulties if you have to implore him and you have to ask from him. So that is Rahman. Whether you're pious or not, obedient or disobedient, you ask and you will get. But الرَّحِيمُ خَاسَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ وَإِدْخَالِهِمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Rahim is that being that has reserved his special, perfect, complete mercies only for the believers in akhirat by forgiveness and entering them into Jannah. So Mufti Taqi Sahib, Damad Barakatuhum, explains beautifully in two words. He says, Rahman is the extensive mercy of Allah. Extensive. And Rahim is the intensive mercy of Allah. So Rahman is extensive. Extends to who? All and sundry. People of the past, the present, the future. Whether you animal, human, jinn, pious, not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is given. That's why those people that are not pious also, they are disobedient, they are kafir, they also got the bounties of Allah. They enjoy also. But Rahim, this sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reserved for the believers on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will manifest, exhibit this special quality only for the believers by forgiving them their shortcomings and mistakes and entering them into Jannah. So that is that sifat of Rahim. That is why it's our belief as Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, comes in the Ahadith, that we will only get Jannah with the mercies of Allah. Our A'mal will not take us very far. Our A'mal will not take us. It's the mercy of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَدْخُلْ أَحَدُكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا بِرَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. None of you will enter Jannah except with the mercy of Allah. So someone asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَأَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what about you? Nabi Sam said, وَلَا, not even me. إِلَّا أَيَّتَ غَمَّضَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ, unless Allah envelops me in His mercies. Me also, I'm dependent on the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama always give the example, Mawlana Ashraf Al-Ithani rahmatullah alayhi has recorded it, that a person who worshipped Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala 500 years on that island, 500 years, no disobedience. He passed away, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, take him into Jannah and tell him it's via my mercies. Because of my mercy, take him into Jannah. So he told the angel, what about my a'mal? Where's the reward for that? I won't be remunerated for my a'mal. So Allah says, mashallah, he wants to be rewarded for his a'mal. Take him to Jannah, but just bypass Jahannam. Don't go inside. Just bypass. So anyway, he went bypass Jahannam. He was taken away with such thirst that he asked the angel, you know what, I can't manage this. How far are we from Jannah? He says, no, you're almost over there. Maybe half the journey we've gone. He says, one cup water. One cup. He says, here, hold on. Currency is amal. He says, no problem. We've got 500 years of ibadat in my account. You see, Allah said, the price of one glass of water is 500 years. After that, he says, okay, I'm ready. Let's move on. Then the angel says, but how are you going into Jannah? Your amal are finished. How are you going into Jannah? He says, no, I need the mercies of Allah. So that is the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we have mentioned, that person who doesn't ask Allah, Allah gets angry with him. Allah gets angry with him. I mean, like a merciful, like a compassionate mother, that mother who loves the child, if the mother sees the child asking the needs from someone besides herself, she gets upset. Why the child is not asking me? What wrong have I done? I mean, I'm doing everything for this child. So 70 times more merciful is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if we don't ask Him, that He is our creator, nourisher, sustainer, He says, my banda is not asking me, Allah gets angry. He says, I did everything for you, from non-existent into existence to perfection, yet you have forgotten about me. You ask in the creation, you ask in everyone else. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Rahim is only for Allah. So that explains the second opinion, that Ar-Rahman is extensive and Ar-Rahim is intensive. So Rahim, exclusive for the believers. Ulama explain and say that why will a person be involved in shirk? The only reason a person commits shirk is because he is oblivious, unmindful of the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon him. If he only knew how much Allah is pouring the torrential rains of mercies upon him, then there wouldn't be any shirk in the world. So this is the reason why a person commits shirk. He doesn't even know of the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The word Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, Bismillah, before we start everything, we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We're reading a surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We start salah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We say Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now this had to be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to select something like most jami and comprehensive. Because this basmalah, as we call it, is to commence every action. So which two of the names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reserve for basmalah? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That even when we're performing our salah, which is supposed to be a manifestation of humility to the highest level and degree, salah. Person comes in his salah, when he starts his salah, then when he stands in front of Allah and he raises his hands, he's thrown everything behind. He folds his hand and he stands with humility. He has to look at the earth in front of him and he bows himself, then he prostrates in front of Allah. It's a manifestation of humility to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yet even in that manifestation of humility, we start off by saying, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Then we start Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. To inculcate within a servant of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, no matter how humble you are, it's only with the mercies of Allah. Even your salah is the mercy of Allah. Whatever you are doing, it's the mercy of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayat of the Quran, amazing. Kataba ala nafsihi rahma. Kataba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made rahma incumbent upon himself. Nothing is necessary and binding. Allah has used this support for himself. He says, kataba ala nafsihi rahma. I have made this necessary upon myself to have mercy upon the believers. Kataba ala nafsihi rahma. On the arsh of Allah, what is inscribed? Hadith that appears in Sahih Muslim. Inna rahmati. تَغْلِبُ غَضَبِي. My mercies surpass, overpower, outdo my anger. My mercies outdo my anger. That's why ulama say, to become despondent from the mercies of Allah is an act of kufr. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. Ayat of the Quran. The only person who loses hope in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. They lose hope in the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مِئَةَ رَحْمَةٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 paths of mercies. 100 parts of mercies. أَنزَلَ مِنْهَا رَحْمَةً وَاحِدَةً بَيْنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالْبَهَائِمِ وَالْهَوَامِ وَبِهَا يَتَعَاطَفُونَ وَبِهَا يَتَرَاحَمُونَ وَتَعْطِفُ الْوَحْشُ عَلَى وَلَدِهَا وَأَخَّرَ اللَّهُ 99 رَحْمَةً يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ بِهَا عِبَادَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah has allocated 100 portions of mercy, and Allah has sent to earth only one portion, we can say 1% of His mercies, because of which the mother wakes and she breaks her sleep to change the nappy of the child. She'll sacrifice her sleep for the comfort of her child. She'll do anything, break her sleep and do anything for the comfort of her child. And a brother will do anything for his sibling. And the father will do whatever it can for his son. Meaning everyone's mercy to each other in this world is only because of that one part of mercy. We've got iman, whatever is happening in this world, Allah having mercy on us, sustaining us, looking after us, is because of that one portion, 1%. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved 99%. 99% for what? So Allah can exhibit His mercies on His servants on the day of Qiyamah. 1% we so merciful to Allah. Imagine what will be that manifestation of that 99% of mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us with iman and take us with iman. So ulama explain and say, now how do we gain this rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One is in the hadith Qudsi appears in Sahih Bukhari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ana Allah, Ana Ar-Rahman, I am Allah, I am Rahman. خَلَقْتُ الرَّحِمْ شَقَقْتُ لَهَا مِنْ إِسْمِي. I am Allah, I am Rahman. I have created family relations and family bonds. I have extracted and labeled it from a name of mine. Meaning Rahim, Silatul Rahim. Rahim is extracted from Rahman. That family bond is from Rahman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced, Man wasalahu wasaltuhu. That person who joins family ties, I will join him with me. That person who breaks family ties, I batattuhu, I break him away from me also. Because that's part of my name. So how do we gain silatul rahim, the mercies of Allah? Creating family bonds, upkeeping, maintaining family relations between our family relatives and members of the family. We upkeep and maintain a relationship. This is a way of gaining the mercies of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi says, he says, I have witnessed many a people that are suffering in this worldly life only because of severing family relations. He says, I've seen people going from amil to alim, from person to person. They're burning taweezes in their house also. For the jinn and the evil spirits and whatever they feel is troubling them, bad luck, whatever. They're going from amil to amil and paying dollars. But he says, one simple thing. This person has severed family relations. He's in war with Allah. Allah says, I have cut you off from me also. So if you only had to come back to the drawing board and seeing his family relations, everything comes right immediately. The moment we see difficulties in life, immediately go back, introspect in your life. What am I doing wrong? There has to be something wrong in my life for this to happen. One person, one of his trucks got hijacked. Goods laden. Now this person, he doesn't phone the trucking company. Obviously the people that are working for him, what they need to do, they must do. He himself, he immediately goes into his office when he gets this information. He calls the secretary, he calls the people who are involved in finance, and he says, right, sit over here, sit around. One truck is gone. I want you to check up the books. Look at the zakat. Maybe there's a shortfall. Something has to be wrong for that truck to go. If I am paying my dues to Allah, Allah won't take anything. And if it is due to me, it will come to me. If it's not, it won't come. So check up, maybe I haven't given Allah something due to him. So eventually the person goes through it. He says, yeah, I have written an amount I'm supposed to give a certain madrasa. They haven't yet come to collect. So he says, at least get the money off the account at least. Bundle it and keep it one side to say it's separated from my money. So to know that is zakat, it needs to go now. Allahu Akbar. So that is our life. When we find problems, immediately see, what am I doing wrong in life? Yes, sometimes you may feel that nothing is going wrong. Then that is an examination from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to see how steadfast we are. Because one person says that when difficulties come your way, don't complain. Because the brightest of stars shine on the darkest of nights. When difficulties come, Allah wants to shine you to the world to see this is who He is and what He is worth. So anyway, this sifat of Rahmat and Rahim, Rahman and Rahim, another way of gaining the mercies of Allah, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamkum man fis sama. Have mercy on the people on earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the being in the heavens will have mercy on you. The being in the heaven will have mercy on you. Give it, you'll receive it. Give mercies to the people, Allah says, I'll give you my divine mercies. Now, there's many places of the word Rahman or Rahim or Rahma in the Quran. Inshallah, once we've got enough of du'as, then we'll try and put it onto a page and distribute it. Because every day we're coming with one du'a and three du'as and two, then there'll be most probably wastage of paper. So once we've got enough, inshallah, we will put them onto a page and give them, inshallah. So with regards to Rahman and Rahim, one is Ayyub alayhi salam. He was tested, difference of opinion. Some say 18 long years he was tested, to such an extent that he had to be ostracized. He was put out of the city. His family didn't want to be close to him. No one had to be, because of the smell emanating from his body and the way he was looking. So he went out. So 18 long years. But when he started making dua, Rabbi, anni masani al-dur, O my Allah, difficulty has afflicted me. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, but you are arhamur rahimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fastajabna lahu fakashafna ma bihi. Allah subhanahu says, I gave him double than what I tested him with. Whatever children I took away, I gave him double of that. Whatever difficulty I tested him with and I took away, I gave him double of it. Why? Because he said, anta arhamur rahimin. Yaqub alayhi salam, his son Yusuf alayhi salam, and Binyamin, which we say Benjamin, both of them were obviously, the entire incident we are very familiar with. So they haven't come home, haven't returned. So he is worried. So dua for protection from worries. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. This comes in the 13th juz of the Quran, Surah Yusuf, the second page if it's a 13-line Quran. And the first one of Ayyub alayhi salam, that comes in the 17th juz of the Quran, the second quarter, the fourth page after the quarter, 17th para. And one more is Yusuf alayhi salam. When he was happy with his siblings and with the family, then he makes dua for them. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah have mercy on you. He is أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. There was a stand for correction, whether it was a sahabi or a tabi'i. But eventually he took a certain route. Highway robbers came. They cornered him. And they held him by the sword, about to kill him. So he says here, I only want to read two rakats of salah, then you can do whatever you need to do. It's like my al-wida now, farewell. So he read his two rakats of salah, and he picked up his hand and he made dua. And he said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Three times he said it. Then he says, there was a horseman that came from nowhere. Obviously it was an angel that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sent, with a sword in his hand, and he killed that person who was about to kill him. So he asked him, who are you? He says, I'm the angel from the seven heavens and beyond. I'm from the seven heavens. When you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Allah says, get ready. When you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, second time, Allah said, come to the heavens of the skies. When you said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, third time, Allah said, respond immediately. He said, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, third time, immediately the angel was there. So that's the potency and the strength of this quality of rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya arhamar rahimin. Amazing incident. Ali radiallahu anhu, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith appears in Sunan al-Tirmizi. The dua itself is recorded towards the end of the Quran. In our Quran, it is there. It's a lengthy dua. He comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he complains. He says, ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm having difficulty by hating Quran, a hadith. And sometimes, you know, it's 4 ayat and I can't manage. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, okay, Thursday night, I want you to do it consecutively. On a Thursday night, read 4 rakats of salah. Read it in the last third of the night. If not, then the middle third. If not, then the first third. But read 4 rakats of salah. In the first rakat, Surah Yasin. In the second rakat, Surah Dukhan. In the third rakat, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. In the fourth rakat, Surah Tabarak. And at the end of it, I want you to make dua. Allahumma arhamni bitarkil ma'asi abadam ma abqaitani. O may Allah have mercy on me that I'm able to leave out sin as long as I'm alive. Warhamni an atakallafa ma la ya'nini. So these duas got the words of rahmah. O may Allah have mercy upon me that I don't involve myself in futile, useless activities. So duas of mercy. And the dua continues. Warzuqni husna nadhari fi ma yurdhika anni till the end. He says, I barely did it. He says, approximately 5 or 7 consecutive Thursday nights. 5 or 7. I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I said, ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now if I sit and I start learning my sabak, I can learn 40 ayat without difficulty. 4 I was having problems. Now 40, no difficulty. No problem. There were certain of the muhaddisin that they used to say, please, they used to tell the asatiza, please don't repeat the lesson. My time is getting wasted. Don't repeat it. The moment you said the hadith once, it's recorded. Finished, it's recorded. Don't repeat it because I don't have enough time. We need to move on to the next city and the next city to get whatever we can in the knowledge of Allah. So if we have yaqeen again, this has to be with yaqeen in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the hifz easy, will make whatever it is in our times also. You know, so there's no loss of memory. Now again, now what Quran again is something that will protect our memories. Mufti Mahmud al-Hassan Gangohi rahmatullah ali passed away. His qabr is in Germiston, in Elsberg, in Johannesburg. I remember he came to Azadville and he was in his late 80s, 88, 89. And he maybe had, I would say, 5 or 10% of his sight left. So he came to madrasa, the qari of the madrasa, Qari Ismail sahab, who's also marhum, our ustad. So he told Mufti sahab, do the iftita and the starting of this kitab for barakah. So Mufti sahab said, no problem. I'm a mufti now, I'm going to start the qiraat kitab, but never mind. I did qiraat once upon a time in my student days. Let's do the iftita in the beginning of the kitab. So the student started reading it. The laws of tajweed are compiled in poetry form, in Arabic. So the student started reading. As he's reading, Mufti sahab says, bhai, achi tarah se deklo, see properly, I think so, you're making a mistake. So then the ustad went to him, he says, Mufti sahab, but how you know whether he's making a mistake or not? He says, no, I vaguely remember it, we did it in our student days. We did this kitab in our student days, he's reading wrong. And yes, the student was reading wrong. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved his memory at that age because of recitation of Quran and because of khidmat of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.